So we were talking about Jerry Lewis with the author, Jimmy Nyberg. And he's really, it is a quintessential book about Jerry Lewis's films. It's phenomenal. And we barely scratched the surface because I wanted to hear some of the personal stories of him spending time with Jerry Lewis. But there's so many great things in the book, and you should get it. Now, Jerry Lewis is not everybody's cup of tea. I realize that. And I don't understand it because I think was a genius and was absolutely hilarious. But he, you know, some people just don't like him. And that is the case with a lot of movies and performers that you might find hilarious and other people don't think is funny at all. So we want to talk a little bit about that. If you want to jump in with talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Talk and text. Things that make you laugh that other people don't think are funny. And I've got a list here of the greatest comedies of all time. What are your favorite comedies? What movies really make you laugh that you go to? If you want to laugh your butt off consistently, what movies do you go back to? What are your favorite comedies of all time? 312-981-7200. I thought it would be nice to segue into this after talking about Jerry Lewis, who was, of course, the king of comedy. So give us a call with your choices of best comedies and your choices of things that make you laugh that maybe don't make other people laugh. So, Esmeralda, do you have a favorite comedy that you would go back to and watch over and over again?
I wouldn't say, like, genre-wise, or you just mean like do you want to be that specific?
Yeah,
like
movies.
A TV show, a movie?
Movies, yeah.
Movie-wise? I can't think of anything specific. The thing that comes to mind when I think something that's funny that no one else thinks is funny is, to me, The State.
Oh, The State? MTV. The State was hilarious.
And Upright Citizens Brigade when it was on Comedy Central, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's
absurdist.
Who doesn't think that's funny?
A lot of people don't think that's funny.
Wow. I do. Hey, man, the people from The State went on to do some amazing stuff, man.
They did, and none of it is like the stuff they did on The State.
Yeah, yeah. The State was a crazy funny show. Really creative and way out there. Really, really great. There was a Matthew McConaughey was on Stephen Colbert's show, and Colbert was he was on The State? Was Colbert on The State? No,
he was not.
What was the show that Colbert did?
He was on Strangers with Candy.
No, I know that, but it was a sketch comedy show. He was on Colbert was on a sketch comedy show, and is it Exit? What's the what was the name of the show? Anyway, they did very similar kind of absurdist comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And when Matthew McConaughey was on Colbert's show a few months back, it was during, well, he was promoting the Dark Tower movie, so it was like in August. When he was on, he talked about his Exit 57, that's what it is. That you ever watch Exit 57, Esmeralda?
I haven't, no.
You'd probably like it. If you like The State and you like that kind of stuff, you would like Exit 57. So Stephen Colbert was on that show, and when it was on, Matthew McConaughey and his buddies would get drunk and watch it. And they loved Exit 57. And so McConaughey kept talking about, they were there to plug Dark Tower, but he kept talking about how much he loved Exit 57. So the conversation wasn't really about promoting the movie. It was about talking about this obscure, you know, sketch comedy show that Stephen Colbert was on. So what they did was Matthew McConaughey, there was one sketch in particular that McConaughey loved, and he and his friends would watch over and over and over and over again. It was a two-man sketch about a guy who wrote the weather reports in a newspaper and arguing with his editor about how they edited his weather reports. And they were just, you know, like bullet points, like it's going to be cloudy today, blah, blah, blah. And so it was done in the style of, you know, the hardcore sounded like news movies like from the 40s and, you know, from the 40s. Yeah, you know, you get the story and write it down, you know, that kind of thing. And so what they did was they recreated the scene. They redid the scene with McConaughey and Colbert. Word for word, word for word, the exact sketch. And Matthew McConaughey said, like, afterwards, it was like, you know, he won an Oscar and everything, but that might have been the greatest moment of his acting career, was to be in a recreation of this obscure, goofy sketch from Exit 57. And it's a very funny sketch, and when they reenacted it, it was just absolutely hilarious. It's very funny. But, you know, it's like it's funny that what some people, you know, think is funny. And I you know, I guess, I don't know. To me, the state is like, that's obviously funny to me. I don't know. I don't know. I just have a hard time comprehending how anybody doesn't think the state is funny. I just don't know. So anyway, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Now I would wait. I would, Esmeralda. I would say that you know you would put Who Framed Roger Rabbit on that list because that's a comedy.
But that other people don't think it's funny?
No. On the list of best comedies.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a comedy. It's also hilarious. So that would be on my list of best comedies of all time. What do you have a funny movie that you just that you love? I mean, and that even if everybody else loves it, like a funniest movie you've ever seen?
Oh my gosh. For some reason, the first thing that comes to mind, I think as I was talking about it earlier this week, was Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is a great movie. Dumb and Dumber is a great movie. It's hilarious. They put scotch tape around the neck of the bird, which is with the blind kid petting the bird. It's one of my favorite moments.
He's so quiet.
It's one of my favorite moments in the entire movie is that cutaway. Now, speaking of the Farrelly brothers, my favorite Farrelly Brothers movie, because I love Dumb and Dumber, There's Something About Mary is funny. I don't think it's as funny as I thought it was when it came out. Oh, and by the way, I've told this before, Dan. There's Something About Mary is the reason that Roy Leonard retired. You can blame the Farrelly Brothers, because I was sitting next to him at the screening, and I'm laughing my ass off at There's Something About Mary. And when it was over, Roy was like, you thought that was funny? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I don't think I can do this anymore. It's like, I think he was thinking about retiring. Roy Leonard was thinking about retiring. He was toying with the idea. And There's Something About Mary put it right over the top. So yeah, I'm done, man. I can't do this anymore. But my favorite Farrelly Brothers movie by like a mile is Kingpin. I think Kingpin is just absolutely hilarious, man. Did you know, Esmeralda, have you seen Kingpin?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my God, that movie is so funny. Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid, so funny. If you go back and watch Kingpin, Dan, you've seen Kingpin, right?
I have, yes.
That movie got a PG-13 rating. Go back and watch that movie again. Go back and watch Kingpin again. And then go, how the hell did this movie get a PG-13? I don't know. I like the whole, we don't have a cow. We have a bull, though. I'm going to go brush my teeth. How about Bill Murray in that movie? How unbelievably brilliantly funny is Bill Murray in that movie? Oh, love it. So that's one of my favorite comedies of all time. And when I get yours, too, I got a texter coming in, 312. 591. Well, let's go back in time. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What's the funniest movies of all time? So there you go. Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. Alan in North Carolina chose Fleetwood Mac Tusk. I remember when that album came out. People hated it. Oh, man. But it still sold like 40 million copies because it was Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up after the 4:30 news, our good friend Lindsey Cochran from Great Moments in Vinyl is going to join us to talk about their Rolling Stones show this Saturday night at Martyrs. Right now, though, we're talking about your favorite comedies, best comedy movies ever made. I've got a list here from BBC Culture. I'll fly down the list and it was a poll part of 253 film critics from 52 countries participated in. And we're talking about comedies and what you think is funny, because we were talking about the great Jerry Lewis, who made some of the funniest movies ever made. And we just want to find out what you guys think are funny and your favorite comedies of all time. We'll just talk about comedy movies here for a while. 312-981-7200. Kathy sends in a text. Arsenic and Old Lace is a great film directed by Capra with a stellar cast, including Peter Lorre and Cary Grant. I still laugh out loud when I watch it. Arsenic and Old Lace is a great movie. Classic. Robert says, I just saw Harry and the Hendersons and really enjoyed it. Wow. All right. Well, good. You know, they made a TV series out of that, didn't they? And if I'm not mistaken, Bruce Davison had the John Lithgow role. I'm not mistaken. Harry and Henderson's TV show.
You are correct.
Yeah. I have no idea why I remember that. You know that the documentary about Brian De Palma called De Palma, you know, fittingly enough, they talk about each one of De Palma's movies. It's basically, you know, if you've not seen it, it's great. It's a documentary about Brian De Palma called De Palma. It's basically made for really big De Palma fans because all it is clips from his movies and Brian De Palma talking about him, and that's it. Nothing else. So for 2 hours, if you want to watch Brian De Palma talk about his movies, there's no behind-the-scenes stuff. They just show scenes from the movies, and he talks about the movies and the making of them. So when they got to the part, they got to the section where they talk about the Untouchables, he tells a story about how the studios were really, really worried about when they were releasing the Untouchables because Harry and the Hendersons were coming out the same weekend. And De Palma couldn't remember the name of Harry and the Hendersons. And he said they were all everybody was very nervous because it was this movie with John Lithgow and a hairy monster. He couldn't remember the name of the movie. So, which is also funny because John Lithgow is a frequent collaborator of Brian De Palma's, been in like five of his movies, and they were worried about that. Derek, the truck driver, says, my favorite comedy is Caddyshack. My least favorite is Caddyshack 2. Caddyshack, part of the Holy Trinity of comedies. The Holy Trinity of comedies, that would be Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes. And as I always say, what is the one thing that is in common of all three of those? That would be Harold Ramis, the late, great, genius Harold Ramis. Dan, what's your favorite comedy of all time?
You know, I couldn't come up with one off the top of my head, so I will go with your subcategory here. A movie that I know a lot of people hate but makes me laugh every time is Death to Smoochie.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I know you hate that movie.
And you and Esmeralda likes it, too.
Tying in with an earlier topic, one of my favorite all-time movie lines was when Ed Norton said, when other kids were playing cowboys and Indians, I was the Chinese railroad worker. And just like that, for people who have not seen the film, kind of gives you an idea of what's going on with this film. And
directed by Danny DeVito.
I remember we saw that in college and just were dying laughing on a Friday night. It was a good Friday, actually, because right around Easter. And it was just, you know, Ed Norton, well, shockingly enough, Esmeralda, Ed Norton gives a great performance in the film, and there's just so many funny things. And
oh, yeah.
I call back to whenever, like, there's we're in a restaurant and somebody claps for some reason, I just start clapping along just because why not? They're celebrating. But it always reminds me of the scene where he shows up at a party and it's this big celebration. It turns out to be a bunch of Nazis, you know, and he's in this big poofy costume. It's so funny. So.
Wow. I don't remember any of that. I just saw it one time. All right, well, there you go. That answers one of the questions. What do you think is funny that nobody else thinks is funny? And then the general question is, what are the greatest comedies of all time? What do you think are the funniest movies ever? 312-981-7200. The news is next.
Paris, gold, and Californium, and fermium, and berkelium, and also metallium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to
haunt. Yes. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. Any artist, any song, and a thin 312-981-7200. David Monroe, Wisconsin. Tom Lehrer with The Elements. I haven't heard that in a long time. Jeez. All right. Hi, everybody. How are you? Wednesday morning, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about the funniest movies ever made. And in a subcategory, some things that make you laugh that nobody else laughs at. 312-981-7200. So let's look at this. Let's go to the phones. Here's Greg from Iowa on WGN. Hi, Greg.
Hello there, Nick. Great show always.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, there's one that goes back a few years. I can watch it over and over, and it makes me laugh every time. It's Drop Dead Gorgeous with Ellen Barkin. Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, that's a funny movie. You know who's really funny in that movie? Brittany Murphy.
Yes.
She's,
who's the other actress that was married to Charlie Sheen?
It's Denise Richards, yeah.
Right.
That's a funny movie. And, yeah. And that's the Ellen Barkin at one point has a beer can seared to her hand.
She's in the hospital, and the candy stripers comes in, and she says, kicks her out of there. She said, the next person that comes in here better bring me a lucky strike.
Yeah, that's a funny movie. I remember I saw that movie on my birthday. I just remember for some, whenever that movie, I think it was 1999.
I got it on a VHS. Watch it over and over.
Yeah, it's a funny movie. Very funny movie. Okay, thank you, Greg.
Hey, I turned in late. I didn't know. Did anybody mention What About Bob?
No, What About Bob has not been mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Bill Murray.
Richard Dreyfuss and Bill Murray. Yeah, good one. All right, thank you, Greg. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Yeah, Drop Dead Gorgeous. That's a funny movie. That's a funny. Evan Marlowe, have you ever seen that one?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, that movie's funny. Dan, you ever see it?
I have not.
Yeah, it didn't do very well at the box office, and it's not sort of considered a classic or anything, but it's a very funny movie. Ellen Barkin is hysterical in it, man. Actually, everybody's very funny in it. So here's Ron on WGN. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I think one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, and I watch anytime it's on, is Beer Fest.
Beer Fest is hilarious.
Yeah, it's non. Everybody, the characters that they portray, everybody is so lifelike that even if I catch it 20 minutes in, I got to sit and watch the end of it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Beer Fest falls into the two categories we're talking about. We're talking about funniest, really funny movies, and then funny things that other people don't think are funny. I'll never forget the screening that I went to of Beer Fest. It was a critics screening, and so it was just a room full of critics. And I was the only person in the theater laughing. I was the only person in the screening room laughing. And, like, laughing hard and out loud. And I remember afterwards, Richard Roper, who was sitting, like, two seats down from me, turns to me when the movie ended. He's like, you thought that movie was funny? And I'm like, yeah, I thought it was hilarious. Yeah.
I remember my first beer.
Yeah. So good, man. All right, thank you, Ron.
Sure, man.
Take care. Did you ever see, Danny, have you seen Beer Fest?
I never saw it.
Broken Lizard guys, the guys who did Super Troopers. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Beer Fest?
That, yeah, I have.
Oh, man, that movie's funny. You know who's hilarious in that movie? Well, first of all, everybody, but, man, Will Forte. Will Forte is hilarious in Beer Fest. And Donald Sutherland. Donald Sutherland is in it. First of all, you have to love Donald Sutherland is in the movie. So, but that falls into both categories because I'll never forget that screening, man. I was like, ha, 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 nothing. You could hear a pin drop in that screening room except for me. Nobody was laughing. So, let me fly down this list here. This is 253 film critics from 52 countries were polled to pick out the 100 greatest comedies of all time. And let's start with number 100 here is a tie between The King of Comedy and The Ladies' Man. The Ladies' Man being a Jerry Lewis movie, King of Comedy directed by Martin Scorsese, featuring Jerry Lewis. Number 99 is The Jerk. The Jerk with Steve Martin. That's a pretty funny movie. I like that movie. Number 98 has no business being on this list at all. It is The Hangover. That is not a funny movie. The Hangover, I have news for you. It's not funny. It's not funny. And the sequels are even worse. Let's go through some of these other ones. Born Yesterday, a great movie. Ghostbusters. Rushmore. I love Rushmore. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Esmeralda, are you a South Park fan?
I used to watch it, and I just kind of dropped off.
Yeah, it's still funny. I think it's as good as it ever has been. I watch it, I DVR it every week, and I think I just love it. And South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut is brilliant. And it's one of my favorite movie musicals of all time. I seriously think it's one of the best movie musicals of all time. And I don't know if we've shown a musical at my film club. I don't think we've ever shown a musical at my film club. I would love to show that one. That would be great. All right. How about What's Up, Doc? Do you ever see What's Up, Doc, Esmeralda?
No.
Barbara Streisand, Ryan O'Neill.
No, have not.
Great. Movie was made in the 70s, but it's a salute to the screwball comedies of the 40s,
mm-hmm.
And it's very, very funny. Let's see. Let's look at some of the other ones that are on this list. How did Zoolander make this list? How is that possible? How is Zoolander above South Park? I don't understand. You know, the first time I saw Zoolander, I thought it was pretty funny. Dan, have you seen Zoolander?
I have, yes.
Did you like it?
Meh.
How about you, Esmeralda? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw it, I thought it was funnier. I can tell you this, it doesn't hold. I don't think it holds up to repeated viewings. But I will say this. First of all, the best line in the entire movie is, you should listen to your friend Billy Zane. That's my favorite line in the entire movie. That's the line that made me laugh the hardest. The hardest I laughed the entire movie, you should listen to your friend Billy Zane. Bowie's in it. I'll give you that. David Bowie is in it. But it has the one scene that still kills me every single time is the beginning of the movie where Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go is playing on the soundtrack and the guys are shooting the gas. They got the gas hoses going and they're frolicking in gasoline and then the whole thing explodes. That's my favorite part of the entire movie. Did we really need a sequel last year? I don't think we needed a sequel. Were people waiting 20 years for that? You know, I've been waiting 20 years for a sequel to Zoolander. All right. Waiting for Guffman is on this list. Not a fan. All right, here's one. Way too low on the list. Top Secret. You guys ever seen Top Secret? Esmeralda, have you seen Top Secret?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That movie is so funny. Dan, you've seen Top Secret, right?
I have, yes.
I like it better than Airplane. I know I'm in the minority on that. It's a Zucker Brothers movie. I think Top Secret is the funniest one they've ever done. And it's because it's the weirdest. Like, some of the gags in that movie are just so weird. And you know, Eric made reference to it the other morning when we were reviewing the Justice League, talking about how the underwater scenes were so stupid. And he was talking about how the great underwater scene in Top Secret. And this is just how one of the many examples of how weird Top Secret is. And so funny. I mean, just so brilliantly, brilliantly funny. And Val Kilmer, great in it. But for some reason, out of nowhere, there's an underwater Western saloon bar fight. For no reason. Suddenly they fall into the ocean, for some reason there is an underwater Western saloon. With the swinging doors, the guys in cowboy hats, and the women, and all of a sudden, there's an underwater fist fight, Western bar fight, and in the universe of the movie, it's fine, it totally makes sense because there are no rules in that movie. That's also the scene where Peter Cushing is in that movie. He plays he works in the bookstore for the Resistance. And Lucy Kettridge and Val Kilmer come in, and the whole scene. Do you remember this, Esmeralda? The whole scene is filmed backwards. It was shot backwards.
I vaguely remember that.
And that's the scene where Peter Cushing is the guy who's got the magnifying glass up to his eye.
Yeah.
And then he pulls it away, and his eye's big. It wasn't the magnifying glass; his eye was giant. And that's again another sight gag that's just weird and out of nowhere, and yet hilarious, like the entire movie. And then for some reason, do you remember, Esmeralda, for some reason, there's like a 5-minute Blue Lagoon parody with the Blue Lagoon, and then when the guy comes out, he's still dressed like he's on the island in Blue Lagoon. So many stupid, funny things in that movie. But yeah, Top Secret, that's also on the list here of funniest movies of all time. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, more stuff. We got tons of texts coming in. If you want to jump in, we would love to hear from you. Two things out there. What are the best comedies ever? What are your go-to funny movies that make you laugh your butt off every single time you watch them? And also, as a different subcategory, what are some things that you laugh at that you find that nobody else thinks is funny? 312-981-7200. Wildcard Wednesday, man. Yeah, Wildcard Wednesday. 773 area code requested Giorgio Moroder with The Chase. Esmeralda, does that sound familiar at all?
Just slightly because it's that Giorgio Moroder sound.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying that because he did the music for Scarface, and I know that you know the music from Scarface because of video games.
Well, I know the songs. The vocals. Yeah, the songs.
Push it to the limit!
Yeah, they didn't really have just the...
They didn't have the actual music, the score.
Yeah, they didn't have the score on
there.
Yeah,
but they did have...
Very Blondie heavy.
Then it had the take it to the limit!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that one about the yayo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here, 312-981-7200. What are the funniest movies in your mind? What are the movies that make you laugh all the time, funniest movies you've ever seen? And then in the subcategory, what do you think is funny and nobody else thinks it's funny? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Patrick is on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. Hey. Welcome back from vacation. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I got a list of 10. I'm going to go through them real quick. Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs, Airplane, Up in Smoke, Half Baked, Shakes the Clown, Friday After Next, just for the simple fact that it tastes so good, makes you want to slap your mama.
Yeah.
The Party, and Dr. Strangelove.
Wow, those are all. Yeah, you got. I'm glad. It's nice that you included three pothead movies in there.
Oh. Come on, man. Half Baked has the most epic way to quit your job ever.
Well,
hasn't wanted to do that at one point in your life.
Yeah, you know I agree. I totally agree. It's like the best quitting your job scene of all time.
There's nothing toxic.
Yeah.
But my go-to film that I love, that everybody in my family thinks I'm an absolute lunatic for loving. In fact, I'm surprised my wife hasn't buried it so I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Wow, come on.
I saw that. I think it was played on Channel 11.
Yeah.
When I saw it the first time, and I think it was, 14 when I saw it?
Yeah.
I've seen it at least 200 times since. I can recite every line from it.
Yeah.
And I put it on, and my wife's just like, you're out of your mind. I hate this.
Yeah.
Why are you watching this?
Python is an acquired taste, man. It really is. My father turned me on to Python, and we would watch it every Sunday night. And he and I would be laughing our asses off. My mom would come in the room and go, I don't understand any of this.
The same thing. It's like somebody, I think some kid in school told me about it. And they're like, you just got to see it for the naked guy on the organ. I'm like, what? So I turned it on. And absurd things.
Yeah.
Just craziness.
Yeah. Monty Python and the Holy Grail is one of the funniest movies of all time. Patrick, thanks, buddy.
It's got the most like subtle things, you know, that. If you watch it over and over, there are little things in there that nobody really catches that are just freaking, and it's a lot of physical comedy, that nobody really catches, but it's just, it's insane.
Right. Yeah. All right, take care, Patrick. See ya. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Dan, are you a Python fan? We've never really discussed this.
I kind of lean towards your mom type of thing. I kind of get it, but I just,
You know at my film club we've shown all of the Python movies.
I have noticed.
We've shown Holy Grail, we showed Life of Brian, we showed Meaning of Life. My favorite is Life of Brian. As much as I love Grail, Meaning of Life is really strong, really great, some great things in it. Meaning of Life has my dad's favorite comedy scene of all time. The fat guy who's throwing up in the restaurant, that's my dad's favorite comedy scene ever. When we had the VHS copy of Meaning of Life, he would rewind it over and over and over again. I'm a Life of Brian guy. And, you can't make a list of great comedies without including those three seminal Monty Python movies. All right, tons of texts coming in, and we're talking about two things. What are your favorite comedies? What are your funniest movies you've ever seen? And what do you think is funny and nobody else thinks it's funny? Let's see, 84807. Area code says, one of my favorite comedies is The Wrong Guy with Dave Foley from 1997. It's available on YouTube. It's a very silly and funny movie, also with Jennifer Tilly and Joe Flaherty. I don't remember that movie at all, The Wrong Guy. Speaking of Dave Foley, you want to know a movie that that I think is hilarious, that nobody thinks is funny, and is also, I think, brilliantly great? The Kids in the Hall movie, Brain Candy. Brain Candy is brilliant. Brain Candy is so funny, and six people saw it. 630 area code. Nacho Libre is one of those movies that makes me laugh every time I see it. I like that movie, too. I think that movie's really funny, and nobody else does. It has one of my favorite moments is when the guy who played Pedro in now Napoleon Dynamite is Jack Black is very upset, and he tries to bring him some Mexican corn. And he goes, here's some corn. And Jack Black slaps the corn out of his hand and goes, get that corn out of my face. And it's, I don't know why. I think they actually put that on a loop on YouTube. Like if you just Google Nacho Libre, get that corn out of my face. Get that corn out of my face. That's my favorite part of the entire movie. I laughed for like 5 minutes.
It seems the 10-hour version has been taken down.
There was a 10-hour version of Get That Corn Out of My... Do they have like a 1-second version of it? Just so we can play it? There's a 10-hour version.
Surprise. Get that corn out of my face!
I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious. It's funny. You actually, also, you have to see it's visually. It's hilarious.
Get that corn out of my face!
Oh, man. I have no idea why I find that so funny.
Get that corn out of my face!
You know, the weird thing is people are listening to this. 90% of the people who are listening to this have never seen that movie and have no idea what's going on. It's a Mexican wrestling comedy. Mike White wrote it. That is ridiculous. Oh. All right. Quad City Doug. My friends don't get Bowfinger and Gremlins 2. Gremlins 2 was on cable during my vacation, and I watched it. And that movie is so hilarious. Gremlins 2 is just ridiculously funny, and it's one of those rare cases where the sequel is better than the original. I think Gremlins 2 is better than Gremlins, and I love Gremlins, but I think Gremlins 2 is better. I love them, but Quad City Doug says Blazing Saddles is probably my favorite comedy ever. 708 area code says funniest movie ever made is Pink Panther. 574 says Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams. 312 area code says funniest movies, Bringing Up Baby and any of the Thin Man movies. 815 area code, Young Frankenstein, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, and, of course, all of Jerry Lewis's movies. 815 says, I laugh out loud every time at The Burbs and What's Up, Doc? The Burbs falls under both categories. Brilliantly funny, and nobody else thinks it's funny. I remember when that movie came out, it got destroyed. And I think it's brilliant, The Burbs. All right, let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up right here on WGN. We'll talk more about the funniest movies ever made. What do you think is funny? Nobody else thinks it's funny. And then Lindsey Cochran is going to join us from Great Moments in Vinyl after 4:30.
She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here. It is Wild Card Wednesday. You're man, Wild Card Wednesday. Any artist, any song. 779 in the area code picked Pentatonix Hallelujah. And there you go. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Nick DiGilio. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Hey, coming up after the 4:30 news, we're going to be joined by our good friend Lindsey Cochran from Great Moments in Vinyl, which is a great concert experience with incredible musicians where they pay tribute to albums and bands, and they tell stories between each song. It's a great tradition here, and we have them on all the time. And Lindsey's going to join us to talk about their upcoming gig where they're going to do a salute to the Rolling Stones, and that's this Saturday at Martyrs. We'll give you all the details after 4:30. We're talking about comedies. What makes you laugh? What are your favorite comedy movies of all time? A little earlier, we had Jimmy Nyber on, who co-wrote an incredible book about Jerry Lewis's movies, just a fantastic book. And that got me thinking about, well, comedy. What are your favorite comedies? What makes you laugh? And also, because Jerry Lewis is a little divisive, what things make you laugh that other people think you're crazy for laughing at? And we have a ton of texts here. Let me get to some of those, and we'll get back to this list of the best comedies of all time. So let's see. 815 area code says, I like that movie Rhinestone with Sly Stallone and Dolly Parton. My dad's from Alabama. My mom is from Oak Park, so I dealt with both North and South cultures growing up. It reminded me of them clashing over stupid stuff. Yeah, Rhinestone. That's a pretty legendary, legendary movie.
Is that the one where he's a stand-up comic?
No.
What am I thinking
of? He becomes a country singer.
Oh, okay.
And it's a terrible movie. Terrible.
What am I thinking of?
Where Stallone becomes a stand-up comic?
It's someone big. Maybe Jane Fonda is in it. She's a stand-up comic.
No, no, no. Are you thinking of Punchline?
Maybe.
Sally Field and Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
That's so different in terms of casting. Yeah, Sally Field wants to be a stand-up comedian. She's a housewife. She wants to be a stand-up comedian, so she follows around Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay. So. Was Stallone in that movie where he arm wrestled?
Yeah, over the top.
Over the top.
Yeah,
okay.
Over the top. He's a truck-driving arm wrestler who does it all for his son.
I mean, who? Why yeah. wouldn't you?
Yeah. You know that it's the really hilarious part of that movie? Well, there's a lot of hilarious parts of Over the Top. Is when he's arm wrestling and he's gonna really go for it and go as hard as he can. He turns his baseball cap backwards, and that's like that switches on something in his brain. 262 area code says The In-Laws with Peter Falk, hilarious movie. Hilarious. Have you ever seen Esmeralda? Have you ever seen The In-Laws?
I have not.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. So funny. Mike from Novak Construction. By the way, Mike, nice job on the Christmas decorations over at Novak Construction. For those of you who are on the Kennedy, if you're going eastbound, it's right before the Addison exit. And if you're going westbound, it's right after the Addison exit. They do a great job for every holiday doing the lights and the decorating on Novak Construction. And it's always a nice little treat when you're driving to work or coming home from work to see those cool lights and those cool decorations on top. They always go out, and especially for Christmas. It looks great, Mike. My favorite comedy is It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Airplane is a close second. And that's Mike from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, which has everybody in it. Jerry Lewis's cameo got cut from the original. From the original cut of the movie. 406 area code says chicken soup with the mutton. No, you mean duck soup. I enjoy chicken soup, but you mean duck soup. Duck soup with the Marx Brothers. Esmeralda, you know, you and I were in, we saw that movie together in the Grant Park.
Right? We're record, record holders.
But we weren't actually together. We didn't know each other then.
Right?
Yeah. And we broke a world record.
Smallest little town.
That's right.
Chicago.
And Duck Soup is one of the funniest movies ever made, and it holds up. And they also liked Old School. Andrew in Alabama says, I think a movie I think is funny that most people don't think is funny is would be Nebraska. There's funny stuff in Nebraska, and it is a terrific movie. I wouldn't necessarily call it a flat-out comedy, but there's funny stuff in it. I love the dark comedy Pumpkin with Christina Ricci. Few people on the planet saw it, and those who did seemed to hate it. Yeah, I hated it. Andy in Rockford says, Let It Ride. Let It Ride, a horse racing comedy with Richard Dreyfuss and Jennifer Tilly's cleavage. That's what the only thing I remember about that movie is Jennifer Tilly is in a red dress, and it's very, very nice. That's pretty much all I remember about that movie. Tim says, whenever I need a solid laugh, I'll watch Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That movie rules. Esmeralda, do you like the Ace Ventura movies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I like the butt detective.
The butt when he talks with his butt?
Yes.
I have to ask you a question. I also love the fact that he does that. The first time he does that bit, he does it to Tone Loc. For some reason,
yeah.
I find that hilarious that it's Tone Loc. My favorite part of the movie, and I have several, like, million reasons why I love that movie. That's another one, Esmeralda. That's another one. Right up there with Mambo Kings when Scott and I were living together. Ace Ventura was another one we watched all the time.
Wow. Well, it has a slew of catchphrases that everyone and their mom loved to say.
All righty then. You got that one. Really? There's a bunch of them. And my favorite part is that it kills me every time is when he's slamming the glass, the sliding door. You remember that part?
Yeah.
Where he's trying to prove that the glass door is soundproof. Oh, man. That is a funny movie. I haven't seen the second movie, When Nature Calls, nearly as many times as the original, but I remember laughing uncontrollably during the rhino birthing scene.
Right. Bumblebee, yeah. A tuna.
Yeah. I think When Nature Calls is funny as hell. And that rhino scene is just genius as
is
far
that
as I'm
Tommy
concerned.
Davidson is
yeah.
The warrior
yep.
guy?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Peter in Decatur says, two movies that I think are funny that no one else does. It's a tie, Armageddon and Independence Day, or anything by Michael Bay. 847 area code. My favorite and no one else is Repo Man with Harry Dean Stanton, one of the most laid-back way comedic actors. Tracy Walters, fantastic soundtrack too. Repo Man is a great movie. A great, great, great movie, a classic. And God bless the late Harry Dean Stanton. That is a tremendous performance. And easily the best thing Emilio Estevez ever did was Repo Man. Funniest, The Blues Brothers. Worst, Blues Brothers 2000. 262 area code, Rat Race and Benchwarmers. Benchwarmers with David Spade? Wow. All right. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about what are your favorite comedies of all time and a subcategory, what do you think is funny and everybody else thinks it isn't? 312-981-7200. We got a break here for weather and traffic. I got your weather right here.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah.
Jingity jing.
708 area code requesting a very festive Dominic the Donkey. Santa needs him when he's in Italy because the reindeer can't climb the hills of Italy. But Dominic the Donkey can.
Wait, does the reindeer fly?
I know. You'd think. But no, he's got to have Dominic. Does Dominic the Donkey just sit in the sled? The sleigh while he's, you know, and then just leaves? He just comes out during Italy? When they get to Italy?
Well, I would think they pick him up.
Yo, he's in. He lives in Italy, and
right.
Then they pick him up to help him out. I see. Well, that's Dominic the Donkey. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah. So, coming up in just a few minutes after the 4:30 news, Lindsey Cochran from Great Moments in Vinyl is going to join us to talk about their upcoming gig this Saturday, tribute to the Rolling Stones. We're talking about funny movies. What are the funniest movies you've ever seen? Great comedies, and also what's funny to you is maybe not funny to everybody else. Let's talk to Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Yeah. Favorite Jerry Lewis movie? One of them is Scared Stiff.
Scared Stiff, classic. Yeah.
Yep.
Martin and Lewis, great movie.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another good comedy. You know, Cary Grant seemed to pull anything off he did.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bachelor and the Bobby Sox, starting to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
It's a good flick.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. Cary Grant, one of the greatest, could do anything. He could do drama. He could do comedy. One of my favorite comedies of all time, one of my favorite movies of all time, in my top five favorite movies of all time is His Girl Friday.
Okay, I like North by Northwest.
Yeah, North by Northwest is classic. So, all right, Mike, thanks, buddy.
Hey, a couple other things that make me laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the game show make me laugh. Fractured Fairy Tales.
Oh, sure, legendary. Yeah.
And there's a flick with J.P. Morgan, Andrew Dice Clay, Linda Blair, and the unknown comic. I can't remember the name of it.
Is it Night Shift?
I don't know, but it cracks me up. The unknown comic was hilarious.
Okay, but he was Murray Langston in the movie, though, right?
I can't remember.
Okay.
No, he always had a bag over his head.
He had a bag over his head. Okay, it wasn't the Gong Show movie, was it?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right, Mike, maybe somebody knows. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, one last thing.
Yeah.
Big Bamboo.
Great album.
Always cracks me up. I heard it when I was either in the third or fourth grade. And
That's the best time to get turned down to Cheech and Chong, if you're in third grade.
Yeah.
That's the best
time.
And
he had a big rolling paper.
Yeah, giant rolling paper. Okay. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, Nick, have a good day.
Yep. You know, when I first started listening to Cheech and Chong, I've said this before, I never knew they were high. I just thought they were dumb. then I realized, you know, a couple years after I started listening to it, I go, oh, wait a minute, they're smoking weed. Yeah, callers and texters are saying Night Patrol, but see, in Night Patrol, Murray Langston isn't the unknown comic. He doesn't have the bag on his head. But Linda Blair is in it. They play cops. I mean, I've seen it. I can't remember if J.P. Morgan is in it. But yeah, Night Patrol. I was going to suggest Night Patrol, but...
He is.
But what?
J.P. Morgan is.
No, she.
She is, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, then
they do credit him as the unknown comic in the credits.
They do? Okay. Well, that's Night Patrol, a wacky police comedy from the early 80s. Linda Blair is a cop. That's always funny. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Hey, good, man.
That's great. Back in the late 70s, CBS used to show movies after the news. And one day I came home from my second shift job and happened to catch Richard Lester's The Ritz.
Oh, man.
And with Jack Weston, Kay Ballard, Rita Moreno. It had a great cast.
Yeah.
It's a funny movie. I just died laughing, man.
I haven't seen that movie in years, man.
I had to rent it once again when it came on DVD, and it still holds up. It
yeah.
Holds
no, I, up. I remember seeing it in the theater when I was a kid. And I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I'd like to go back and watch it again. I haven't seen it in years.
I got another one for you. Lost in America, Albert Brooks.
I'll be showing that in March.
Oh, man.
At my film club,
great.
Man. Yeah, it's one of
great.
My favorite.
I'll be looking forward
yeah,
to it, buddy.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Just when I was talking about it the other morning, we were talking about it. One of my favorite moments in the entire movie is when they get to Hoover Dam and the camera is following the dam. And you can hear Albert Brooks' voice over Albert Brooks as they're walking towards the dam. He goes, nice dam, huh? Should I go first? Do you want to go first or should I?
The $100,000 box.
Yeah, the $100,000 box. I'm happy I could be your morning's amusement. That movie is unbelievable.
All right. Great, Nick.
Mike,
take
thanks,
care,
buddy. Take care. Yeah, Lost in America. I'm showing it in March, man. I'm so excited. And we mentioned Cary Grant in February. I'm showing the Philadelphia Story. Cary Grant, Jimmy Stewart, Katharine Hepburn. And in January, the original Rocky. And, oh, by the way, next Tuesday coming up, December 5th, you guys want to come out, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on the big screen. Classic. Hilarious. It's only $14 to get in, and it includes free parking and free popcorn. Get there at 7, have some dinner. The movie starts at 8. I'll introduce it. We'll all watch it together and laugh and watch Christmas Vacation and then talk about it afterwards. Come on out. Let's pack the place and have some holiday laughs. Tuesday, December 5th at the AMC Rosemont, formerly Movie Co. in Rosemont. You can go to amctheaters.com. Reserve your seats now. And we want to pack the place and have some fun on this coming Tuesday, December 5th, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I'm hosting it on the big screen. All right. What else we got? We got some more text. Susan says, hi, Nick. The two movies that make me cry from laughing are Mars Attacks and Weekend at Bernie's. Both are so stupid, but they always get me. It's a great topic. I like both of those movies, too. I think Weekend at Bernie's is funny, man. Second one was horrible. First one, I still think holds up. 773 area code. I was the only one who thought Benny Hill was funny. Yeah, all my friends thought Benny Hill was hilarious. I watched it every night, but I never really thought it was hilarious. 310 area code says Trading Places. Hilarious. 630 area code says, I think the funniest movie of recent times is What We Do in the Shadows. It's a New Zealand mockumentary about a day in the life of vampires. Directed by the guy who directed Thor Ragnarok. And What We Do in the Shadows is a great movie. Esmeralda, have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, it's
really
so,
liked
so
it.
So funny.
And they're coming out with a sequel at
yeah,
some point.
And it's about the werewolves.
Yes, yeah. Werewolves.
Werewolves. Dan, have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Oh, God, it's so funny. 973 area code says 16 candles, quote from it, is fresh breath is a priority for me. 574 area code says Caveman with Ringo Starr, man. Ringo Starr is a caveman, Esmeralda. You should check it out.
I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it?
I've seen Caveman.
And finally, 847 area code says Tommy Boy. I could watch it forever. And according to this list where they got 253 film critics, let me give you the top 10 comedies of all time according to this list. The General is number 10, Buster Keaton. Number 9, This is Spinal Tap. Number 8, Playtime by Jacques Tati. Number 7, Airplane. Number 6, Life of Brian. Ooh, nice. Life of Brian, way up there. Number 5, Duck Soup. Number 4, Groundhog Day. Wow, that's really high. Number 3, Annie Hall. Number 2, Dr. Strangelove. And number 1, according to this, is Some Like It Hot, the best comedy of all time. So, all right, thanks for sharing your comedic taste with us. We're going to take a break. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, Lindsay Cochran from Great Moments in Vinyl is going to join us.